late last Wednesday, Rio Tinto reached a binding agreement with Lundin Mining Company to purchase 100% of their shares in the Eagle Mine. Right now, we're looking at about 6 weeks for the regulatory process to be complete. During that time, Rio Tinto maintains day-to-day operations. Once the regulatory period's complete, Lundin would take over day-to-day operations. It's a great thing for Eagle. It's a great thing for the community. The mine's being built. It's going to be operated. All those benefits, taxes, jobs, the community will continue to realize. We're starting to ramp up construction as of today. So we're sending out bids. We got contractors going on site. So things are really picking up at the mine.
How important was this this sale to getting some of these things going? We know that there was a little bit of a hold on some of the above ground projects and even some of the underground work. But now with this sale and this influx of this company coming in, how important was that to moving ahead?
It's a big part of moving it ahead, but we had been, like you said, at a moderated pace for a while with some projects still planned this summer. But definitely with this agreement, it's going to quicken things, really pace things up. And we're still looking at production for late next year.
So for those folks that are involved now with the mining operation and have contracted jobs, positions, even people like yourself, what does it mean now with this shift over to Lundin?
Really, it's business as usual. So like myself, I'll be transferring along with the project. So I'll be remaining here with Eagle. For a while now, Rio Tinto's talked about 75% local hire during operations. That's one of the community commitments that Lundin is going to carry on. Our community environmental monitoring program is going to carry on. Really, the community won't see much change day-to-day activity. It's a change from Rio Tinto to Lundin, but otherwise the same folks are here building the mine and will be operating.
What was it that made Lundin say that, yes, we want this property?
The size of Eagle is really more in their wheelhouse. Rio Tinto concentrates on large, long-life, low-cost operations, while Eagle is a low-cost operation. It's not the large, long-life that Rio Tinto typically acquires or builds. Many of the mines that Lundin has, they have several in Europe, are about the same size as Eagle as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just a better fit for their organization.
Is there a history between the two organizations in terms of other purchases that Lundin has made from Rio Tinto?
There are. Rio Tinto sold two previous mines to Lundin in the mid-2000s. Both of those are in Europe.
So there is a history, so it seems like that makes sense. What can you tell us about Lundin a little bit?
The company's been on the ground for not even a week yet. Two gentlemen from the company were on the ground within 24 hours after the signing. They're out meeting community members. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of the same values, environment, safety, community that Rio Tinto has, and it's a really good move for the mine. It's a good thing for the community.
What's the general tenor now with folks that are in the midst of this shift? How's everybody feeling about it?
Everyone's feeling good. If you head out to the mine site or the mill today, you see contractors remobilizing, getting equipment ready, supplies going. So it's a good vibe inside.
Will you be maintaining the facility in downtown Marquette as an information center?
The information center will remain there. We'll be doing community tours of the mine again this summer. Mm-hmm. We'll have some dates on that coming up pretty quick here, but pretty much, like I said, day-to-day operations, people won't see much of a change.
So overall, it pretty much sounds like it'll be under a different name and but still business as usual.
Correct. Yeah.
So ballparking, and I know it is all subject to market forces and whatnot, but what will we maybe see over the next several months now?
So the next several months, we're really going to be pounding the pavement and trying to get as much construction as we can done during our short construction season up here. But you'll see work being done on the roads by the Marquette County Road Commission. And then you'll see just a lot of activity at the mine and the mill. The regulatory process, again, about 6 weeks, but during that time, we'll be cranking on construction.
Well, I'm sure that websites and if stuff people have questions, you'll have that kind of information. If there is, you'll probably be under Lundin instead of Rio Tinto now, but they can find you on the internet and other places and the info center if they have questions.
Correct. Yeah, both Lundin's website, LundinMining.com, Rio Tinto Eagle's website, we're still updating that. And then we actually have a series of town hall meetings starting Wednesday night. Okay. We'll be having those starting in Ishpeming at the Country Village at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 5:30 to 6. And then we'll have a full list of the events out later today. But those are just going to be one-on-ones with the community so we can tell them what's happened and what they can expect going forward.
And answer any questions they may have.
Yep.
Dan, we appreciate your time this morning. Come in. I know it's been a busy morning for you guys with meetings and other presentations you've been doing, but we're here to help get the word out, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks again. I really appreciate it.